He was caught to an altercation, and before he got there, his name had already preceded him. I don't know if other people were aware, and if they didn't, there were other people around him, around that this the offender who of course told him of this guy's status, which was never losing a fight. Pretty, street talk, he's good with his hands. And so, like I said, before he even got there, I believe that the fight was lost. And when he got there, of course, I don't know so much is the circumstances all surrounding the situation, but when he got there, the altercation, it was a fist fight, and he won that fight, but he lost his life. Fender, after losing the fight, pulled out a handgun and shot him twice. And if you look at what's going on in the city of Milwaukee today, over 90% of the homicides and crime and murder, they are evolving from arguments and words, people not being able to have a positive conflict resolution. And so one can ultimately lose his life over a matter of words. And so words aren't so simple. But from that event, I've come up with so many positive things. From that negative event, that I've come up with so many positive other things that can make an effect on a youth. Because when we dealing with youth, we can use our experience that they have not experienced to help them rethink and do things differently than what's being done. But I believe it all starts and originates at the beginning. It starts at home. Families are broken. People are in need of healing. How do we attack that? I mean, do we go against it with things that we've tried before? Is there time to try something new? These are just questions that I want to put out. I believe we all have symptoms of trauma, and it's post-traumatic. And to ultimately rectify with things that we put in our bodies, they are not solutions. There is another way that we must come about being unified, not being divided because of colors and areas and blocks that we will never own. And because it's so much greater than where we're at. It's not so much as where we're at, it's where we come from, but where we're going. What I say to the community is, let's hold our heads up high. Let's know that we need healing. Saving Our Sons Mentoring Movement is exactly what it sounds like. It's a movement, an organization of individuals from ordinary places who went through extraordinary things and have lived to tell about it. And the scars have the stories, and all together that we're a village made up of individuals of different colors, like the rainbow. And